Now we're going to turn to our regular Friday guest, political science professor Michael Bitzer, for our weekly look at the election in the Carolinas. Thanks for joining us here in the studio.
My pleasure.
Oh, well, let's talk about the debate last night. What did you take away from it? Did one or the other come off stronger?
It really seemed like both of them were having to defend the top of the ticket, and that's not surprising in a U.S. Senate race, particularly with such unfavorable or unpopular presidential candidates. Both of them were trying to tie each other to their particular candidates, so it really devolved into kind of a proxy war for the presidential candidates, I thought.
And is that what we're going to see going forward? I mean, I know we've only got a few weeks left, but it does seem like it's just become a surrogate race.
It really has, and this race should be by itself one of the major competitions, and it seems like in North Carolina, the presidential race and the gubernatorial race has taken all of the energy and all of the enthusiasm and all the focus, and the Senate race has kind of been, oh yeah, and then there's this other race going on. So both candidates are trying to differentiate themselves, but they're tying each other to their presidential tickets.
And let's talk about presidential campaigning. This week, there's been a lot of those in North Carolina, I think every day, almost every day.
Yeah.
And of course, Donald Trump is here in Charlotte tonight. Does that point to it being a close presidential race in North Carolina still this far out from the election?
It really is. It is a coin toss, and it seems like right now there is a slight lead for Hillary Clinton in this state, but it is probably more the dynamics of the national race and all of the controversy that Trump has found himself in the past week. But we are going to continue to see these candidates coming in, and most likely the big run-up is going to be to next week, as indicated earlier. Early in-person voting is going to be critical. That's where the bulk of these votes are going to come from for November 8th.
And like I said, Donald Trump is here tonight. Mostly this week we've been seeing a proxy.
Surrogates.
Surrogates,
yep.
Yes, the VP candidates.
Yep.
Do you think we'll see more of the presidential candidates? Will we see Hillary Clinton come back? More visits from Donald Trump?
I think both candidates are going to be, if they're not in North Carolina, they're going to be in Ohio or Florida or Pennsylvania. So it's going to be a very limited travel schedule for them, but they are going to be here constantly.
Michael Bitzer is provost and political science professor of Catawba College in Salisbury. He also writes our Party Line political blog, which you can check out at WFAE.org. As always, thank you for the time.
My pleasure.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.